Today we're going to talk about the power of the mind. I'm turning the music off because we're having problems with our cart machines today, and it's driving me completely batty. Don't worry, I'll be fine. Anyway, I hope you're having a good day. There's some really weird stuff out there today. Give me a break. Uranus 5 Capricorn, Moon 5 Aries. We got Jupiter 4, almost 5 Cancer. And I guess there's some people with Mercury retrograde that are a little weird today. But anyway, we're going to talk about the power of the mind today. And if you want to know why, it's because of all these transits. You know, when people go through these transition periods in their lives, I'm okay, Jim. You know what happened? I had the volume down on my... I'm trying to go on the air. The cart machines are misfiring. The volume's down on my mic. I can't hear myself. I got PMS, and I'm not a woman, so I'm really in danger here. Anyway, have a nice day. Good night. Program director, Jim Dolce. But anyway, little trouble getting off the ground today, kids. Whenever you go through these transits like I'm going through today, obviously, sometimes life doesn't seem so pleasant. You end up with weird vibrations in your life. Let's face it, if you're turning 30, if you're turning 40, if you're turning 20, if you're having a 7-year Saturn cycle, maybe you're having some kind of strange aspect in your Virgo planets, and you're already frightened and scared and negative. And I talk to a lot of women on and off the air. Many of them have the same pattern for relationships. They're afraid to get close to guys because they've been hurt. So meanwhile, they thrash the guys while they're afraid to get hurt, and the karma keeps coming back to them. It's battle of the sexes all the way, folks. But, you know, I prefer to dive in feet first into life, for better or for worse, and experience and embrace the karma with no fear. If it works, fine. If it doesn't, go on to the next thing. But there's so many people out there that have been so slaughtered that they're just frightened. They're like a bunch of scared rabbits, and they haven't processed their karma or their emotions, so they're out there floating in the middle of who knows where. And whenever they meet someone in a relationship, they can't handle it because they don't know how to behave. So they act like a little kid or somebody that was abused when they were a child emotionally or physically or mentally, and they never deal with their problems. So therefore, their life never seems to proceed the way it should. Well, people forget their God. People forget that they have this messianic quality inside of them. People forget that they have this ability inside of them to shape their lives, to design their lives, and to be creative. Because really, the human nature part of ourselves that is godlike in quality is the quality that allows us to shape our now, to create a now, no matter what you're going through, to make it better. Do you know what we do? Do you know what people do when they go through the hardest transits? And I'll tell you where astrology is just wonderful. Oh, let me tell you, I got Pluto dead on my moon, 17 Scorpio. I got Uranus dead opposite my Venus, 5 Cancer and 5 Capricorn. I've got Saturn exactly square my Mars at 15 Capricorn. My Mars is 15 Libra. I've got Mercury quinx my Saturn, 25 Capricorn to 25 Leo. My chart's lit up like a Christmas tree. If I didn't know about astrology, I would be one of the most depressed, frightened, scared puppies you'd ever seen. Thank goodness I can be like that, but I'm able to bounce back because I'm Farley Mallers, maybe, but because I also know the rules. And I also know that we do have this power of mind that can help us create a happier life. The power of God, the power of the mind. We also can be experts in the negative also. If you're not into what I call creative manifestations, creative visualizations, if you are someone that is a worrier and that is negative and that is old-fashioned to a fault, where you're frightened to let someone touch you, hold your hand, give you a hug, kiss you, no matter who they are, even if they're somebody you just met, if you're that closed into a wall or a shell, then maybe you should work on your creative manifestations to somehow dig out of it so you can make yourself more friendly and more happy and more qualified to be involved in comfortable, stable situations in your lifestyle. And I have found it works. And you can use the power of your mind to design anything you want in your life. The first thing you have to do, really, is to halt the negative processes. Because like a lot of you turning 30 that are having your Saturn returns that are so obsessed with career, are so busy worrying about it, and are so busy being fatalistic and negative about, well, I can't get this audition, or I won't get this job, or na-na-na-na this, and that you're negating anything possible to happen in your life. What I prefer to do is practice every day, sometimes all day long, creative manifestations. And if you somehow put a halt to the negativity and the fear and the worry, and those of you out there with Virgo planets, for crying out loud, stay away from me, number one. God, I love people with Virgo in their charts, but it seems like, especially some of the women, that have Virgo Venus or Virgo Mars or Virgo Moon or Virgo Rising are so filled with negativity and fear, they're scared, that it rubs off on us, on me. So, I don't know, no offense, but I don't have any Virgo in my chart except for my progressed planets. But when I meet people with this Virgo energy or Cancer energy, which I already have enough of, and I already tend to be as negative and worried as I want, I pick up on their energy and it compounds, and I find myself frightened and just as scared as they are, because I'm very empathetic around people. And that's why when I consult people, when I'm in sessions with people, if they're real depressed or real down or real negative, I gotta be right there with them to feel their vibration, to understand what they're going through. So we're going to talk about some power of the mind, power of the God work today, some creative manifestations to help us all pull out of any kind of negative situation that might occur in life, no matter what it is. Because you can use creative manifestations on a personal level, on a family level, on a group or organizational level, on a national level, on a world level. You know, if you have nothing better to do, instead of watching TV or going to movies or sitting there and sulking and being negative or depressed or down in the dumps or whatever, you can use the power of your mind to create something better for the now. Look what I did. I created this radio show. I was locked up in a office with no windows for up to almost 10 years working in my family's business because my dad had some health problems. I was there, and I was so depressed about being in that situation that you know what I did? Just to be creative, I sat there and thought about what I really wanted to be, what I really wanted to do. I used to dream about working at the beach. I used to dream about working a few hours for a lot more money. I used to dream about being able to get up later in the day instead of 6 or 7 in the morning, get up at 10 or 11, going to bed as late as I wanted to. I used to dream about being somebody that everybody liked. I used to dream about doing a career that I liked, something that would help the world. And I thought about it all the time, and I used to want to incorporate astrology and metaphysics and psychic and spiritual awareness and karma and reincarnation. I never once ever really believed that I could end up on the radio as a teacher of astrology and metaphysics, but when I finally turned the corner and embraced the fact that I could do it, it happened. The universe opened up and it dropped right on me. Boom. April 16, 1984. The Astrology Hour on KFOX right here in Redondo Beach, California, 12 noon to 1 o'clock. I got the hours I wanted. I got the job I wanted. I got the beach. I got the fun, the philosophy, the teaching, the radio, everything. It came because I believed in it. And you know, the problem that a lot of us have is we think that if you think about it just one time, if you sit there and think that you can create a job or a relationship or a family situation by being creative with your power of mind just once. I'm sorry, but I don't believe that can happen. I'm telling you that I have my life the way it is now, including the sober lifestyle I have, and including the ability to meditate and pray and visualize and be psychic and like myself for just as I am, because I spent a lot of time manifesting this. We're talking almost every day for 3 years. I would go through this same vivid, creative pattern of life design, and it finally happened. Now, obviously, you know, when I first started in that situation of being closed into that office with no windows and heavy hours and lots of pressure and stress, there was a part of me that thought I'd never get out of there. I felt I was imprisoned, and I felt I was going to die, and I felt I was lost and lonely and just no way out. Now, that type of thinking is just the type of thinking that will keep you closed in. Now, let's be creative today. And let's take a look at my life as it is, and because we always use me as the guinea pig, and because maybe it's a good time for me to start some new beginnings, let's give you some examples of how to be creative. Use creative manifestations instead of being frightened. Let me tell you something. When you go out on a date for the first time, you have no business being out on that date if you don't feel right with the person you're with. If you don't feel right with that person when they pick you up and when they look at you or when they say hello or give you a hug, then you'd be better just to say, you know what, I can't go out with you tonight. Why waste your time or my time? I don't feel right about this. Have a nice day. But if you do feel somewhat encouraged that you could make something happen with that person, the very best time to use creative manifestations is when you're right there in the thick of it. When you're right there with a person, you can sit there and visualize that person as a caring, loving, nurturing, nourishing person in your life that will be there for you. And hopefully, if they visualize the same thing, then you might have a relationship that works. You know what the problem with this planet is and with people is in general? There are too many negatives being thrown out there. There is too much fear. There is too much worry. There is too much anxiety. There is too much fatalistic stuff going on. Men are scared that women are not going to nourish them and take care of them and embrace them and give them love and affection and romance. And women are scared that men are not going to be real, that they are not going to be there for them, that they are going to use them. Meanwhile, women, while they're afraid they're being used, get rejected by men that feel those women are being cold to them. So where does it end? Relationships just die if you don't somehow maintain them and surround them with love and light and positive thinking. If you go out on a date with a girl and she won't hug you or she won't kiss you on the second or third date because she starts coming out with all these problems about her father and ex-boyfriends and men that raped them or hurt them or aggressively got them in negative situations, well, frankly, unless you're a psychologist, you might want to go out with somebody else only until that woman somehow processes her stress and reaches a level where she is qualified to go on a date with someone and act somehow natural or normal. I don't know if you've gone out on dates much or been that sociable, but you'll notice there are people that are really free-flowing with relationships. They don't have any blocks. If they like you, you know it. If they don't, you know it. If they have a problem, you know it. So, you know, relationships are pretty simple because you're either going to get somebody that likes you, somebody that don't, or somebody that has a problem. Obviously, if you want to make a relationship work, you should probably get involved with the one that you know likes you. And if they don't like you, avoid them. And if they have problems that are unprocessed that interfere in your relationship, you might want to pass on them too. When I went through my psychology training back in the early days, in the 60s and 70s, I forced myself to go through hundreds of group sessions and hundreds of individual sessions so I could learn the ropes. And there was a lot of crying and laughing and sobbing and anger with the family and anger with the father and anger for women, anger for men and hate. And there was a lot of shaking I went through and a lot of nausea and the emotions that come up when you process the pain that keeps you from being a whole person is incredible because of all that negative energy that is pumped into us when we go through these tough transits like oppositions and squares and conjunctions that are unbelievable. So that's why I like to practice my creative manifestations. Now let's say that I was going to work on a mindset that I was going to develop today. I don't care that Mercury's retrograde, whether there's a moon wobble, whatever. The power of the mind, the power of God overrides all. So if you want to start a creative manifestation, you can start it anytime you want. Just remember to stick to it. You can write it down. You can record it. You can make out a meditation and memorize it and say it over and over in your head all the time, day after day, until you believe it's going to happen, and then it, boom, will happen. You allow the universe to flow through you and deliver energy to you for the creative purpose of your best, highest good, and you allow yourself permission to bask in the flow of this creativity. It's that simple. Let's say I wanted to design a woman in my life, for example. Now, you know, I would have to be ridiculous to assume that everything that I would want in a woman in the creative manifestation would perfectly come true. But if I get 80% or 70%, that's pretty good. This manifestation of me working at KFOX is not a 50,000 watt station. It's a 3,000 watt station, but at least the majority of what I wanted, the hours, the career, the philosophy, the teaching, the radio, the beach, and my freedom, it all came true. So if you get a partial of your manifestation, then thank the universe for it. It's real important to thank it. Now, I'm going to try and design a couple things in my life. I'm going to try to design a health set. I'll try to design a mindset for a relationship. And maybe if we have time, I will show you how to design your own career. And let me give you an idea how we do this. I take a pen and a piece of paper, which I have right in front of me. And first of all, what type of woman do I want? Well, I want to keep it simple. I want someone who thinks they're attractive. So I want a definite self-esteem level that's good. I don't care what she looks like. If she thinks she's attractive and she thinks she's well-groomed, then it'll be that much easier for me to feel she's attractive also. So I want someone that cares about themselves. Let's keep it simple. I don't want to keep this complicated. I like someone who would think that I'm somewhat appealing and attractive. In fact, I want them to think I'm very attractive and sexy. And I also want someone that's intuitive enough that they would be able to recognize me and be able to flow into a natural state of almost immediate recognition. So I don't want to play games, and I don't want her to play games. I want this person to see, recognize me as her mate. And obviously I don't want someone that is filled with a bunch of negativities and fears, and I don't want someone that's still hurting with unprocessed relationships or karma. I want someone that's spiritual and metaphysically clear and happy and powerful, and I want someone kind, and I want someone gentle, and I want them to feel like they're sexy. If they feel like they're sexy, then I'll think they're sexy too. And I obviously don't want anyone with hang-ups, and I'd like someone to be somewhat powerful as far as what they can do with their lives. They're success-oriented, they're confident, they're optimistic, they're positive, and they're available. They've been waiting around for the type of guy that's going to really turn them on, and I'm that type of guy. And if I wanted to be astrologically specific, well, if they had Virgo planets, I'd hope they wouldn't have any blockers or fears or worries. If they had Cancer planets, I'd hope they wouldn't have any fears or worries or negativities to inhibit them. I want somebody uninhibited. Somebody that might be into things like hot tubs or saunas or jacuzzis or showers. Why not? And somebody that would respect my need to play games. In fact, they like to play games. Maybe they even like Nintendo themselves, or arcade games, or baseball, football, somewhat sports inclined. And I want someone dedicated. I want someone to be a Farley person so they can enjoy and be excited about being with me and respect my lifestyle and respect things and be open-minded. And I want someone of an even temper, if possible, somebody that could be mellow and peaceful and learn to meditate and pray with me and visualize and flow with me as one person. And I'd like someone that can travel. And like someone that's into saying yes a lot. Someone that's able to cooperate and mediate and compromise. Someone that knows how to smile and somebody that knows how to laugh. And someone that likes animals. Preferably no cats. Sorry, I'm allergic to cats. And somebody also that could sort of respect the fact that I'm an astrologer, but not try to tap that energy or knowledge from me unless I wanted to offer it freely. I really don't wish to be used. I wish maybe to have an equal exchange of information and knowledge and power and love. I like to have someone that likes children, that maybe not necessarily has any, possibly they might have some, but they would like children, they enjoy families, and they respect friends. And I don't want a woman that has a lot of men in their lives as friends. I'm sorry, I want to be somebody that fills that soul bowl with the yang energy they need so they could focus on me and I won't have to worry about them having a lot of people or a busy schedule in life that they can't give me enough attention. Because I'm a Leo and I like a lot of attention and I like a lot of praise and pats on the back and comfort. I want somebody that can hug and hold hands and likes to kiss and know they want to kiss me and does in fact kiss me. And I like somebody that can cooperate with me romantically and flow with that need to feel soft and warm and tender and rise high in the spirit when you're romantic in a kundalini state and be able to see the deeper part to my soul just beyond my body, but still recognize my spirit and my body in communion as the package that they really want, that really turns them on. I like someone that somehow has been able to process a lot of their fears and their stress and their worries and their cares in their past lives, and someone that can sort of be somewhat emotionally stable and mentally stable, at least help me along too, and someone that is ready to survive in case the world does change. Someone that's fluid and liquid and creative, and somebody that loves life and loves people and is very compassionate about humanity and the world. And if I sat there, and you know, I'll tell you something, I have not done creative manifestations on relationships, frankly, in a long time. So this show is for me just as much as it is for you. I'm going to take a copy of this show, in fact, and I'm probably going to write out this entire manifestation, memorize it, and repeat it every day to see what happens. And I'll advise my audience as to whether it happens or not. Because I really said a lot there. I really did say a lot, but I was in detail about what I'm asking the universe for. The main thing is that I want someone that likes themselves and feels they're attractive, and likes me and feels I'm attracted to them. I prefer someone that doesn't smoke, or has the ability to have willpower maybe not to smoke and not to destroy their body. I would prefer someone that was sober, that didn't take drugs or drink. You know, maybe if they use drinking for medicinal reasons, rarely, well, that's okay. But somebody that somehow was able to protect the temple of their body and maybe get in touch with the higher part of themselves once in a while. Somebody that was into things like crystals and into things that once in a while you could be childlike about. Somebody that wasn't stubborn, someone that was open-minded, somebody that wouldn't try to bitch at me or crab at me, somebody that wouldn't try to dominate or control me, but someone that would cooperate and make it free-flowing, somebody that wasn't scared, somebody that could handle the lion inside of me. You know what I mean? And you can sit there and you can use the power of the mind, which is the power of God, and if you can get in your higher self, like I'm there right now, you could send a telegram to your higher self and to the God force in this universe and make it totally clear. Here I am being creatively manifestive right on the radio in front of thousands of people. You imagine the power of the mind when you send out this type of vibration. And you can do the same thing with your career. Can you believe that people, in their insecurity, lately we've been getting all these calls with career. Why waste your time and waste your question on the phone with Farley Maloris? Even if you're having a tough transit, even if you're loaded with Virgo, Capricorn, and Taurus, even if you have no money and you're unemployed, why waste your time asking me to try to manifest something good in your life when you can use your own power to create just whatever you want in your life using the power of God? And believe me, imagining, then believing it, and then willing it to happen is what it's about. And just like you would work out, like I think working out is fun. But if people would exercise the power of mind and the power of God as much as they exercise their bodies in their darned aerobics classes, which sometimes make me nauseous, frankly, all these people that have to work out, they have to work out. Congratulations. Why don't they work out their minds? Why don't they work out their creative lives? They call me and say, how's my career? How's my relationships? Can you believe that? I mean, I'm the same way, but I know the answer. The answer is creative manifestations. You sit there and you design what you want in your mind, in detail, with a typewriter, on paper, in a tape recorder, or whatever. You keep designing exactly what you want. You ask the universe for it to your highest good, for your highest good, for your highest power. You give yourself permission to have it, and you never stop. And then it will happen, because I've tried it, and it works. It can work. And if you want to marry that person, you want to live with that person, you want to have children with that, you might as well include that into it. No matter what your chart is, don't let any psychics or any soothsayers or astrologers pronounce sentence on your life and close doors on your power. God forbid, you're God. You have power to override anything in the astrology chart and anything in this dimension. You have such incredible power, I'm awed by it. I'm awed by the power of the audience listening to this show right now. I'll tell you, I really truly am. You gotta find out what you wanna do. I've always liked radio. I've always liked teaching. I've always liked astrology. I like television. I like producing. I like electronics. I like computers. I like games. I like travel. I incorporate all of that into what I've created in my career. I've already fulfilled my needs for career. I have Saturn in the 11th house. My major karma, my major quest, my major lesson in life was always goals. Until I was 30, I had no idea until I was 35 even, what I was going to do. I was lost. And then I got into this creative manifestation, and I made this career. I've never done anything work-wise in my life for 6 years. This is amazing. This is a miracle. If I can do this in career, then I certainly am qualified to be happily married and have a family and children. You got to take it one step at a time. If you want to end up in the gutter, homeless, starving, with no job and no loved ones, no, well then just continue to be negative. Continue to be fatalistic. It'll happen. You cannot afford the luxury of a single negative thought. A good book. It's true. Your life should be filled with positives. If there are any other women out there that are interested in meeting me, lately some of these women have been calling me, believe it or not. They do, because they know I'm available. They want to get together with me. And why lately have I created all these women that are so frightened and so negative and filled with hang-ups? Perhaps it's a reflection of my own self. Maybe it's time for me to start being positive and confident. It's what it's all about, folks. If you want to do something with your life, you got to take the bull by the horns, take the reins, and take off. Go for it. Design that career and design that relationship and design that lifestyle you know you deserve. And never say die. Damn the torpedoes. Full speed ahead and practice the power of your mind, and you'll overcome that midlife crisis. You'll overcome that negative health pattern, whatever it is. You'll overcome that career problem. You'll overcome the family problem because you believe. And faith is what it's all about. I guess I'm fired up today, huh? Must be having a transit, Farley. Oh, no. What gives you that idea? Pluto 17 Scorpio? I should have waited for this one, right? Isn't it something? Whenever I miss the introduction on the show and don't tape it, or it gets screwed up, I always do a show that's always ends up to be one of my favorites. And what do you know? I missed the introduction to today's show. Wow. I feel so good about this show today. I feel like I planted a seed of love and light. I think my twin flame's out there somewhere in the middle of whoever knows where going, oh, yes, Farley, I just received a telegram from God, and it went, woo-woo! I'll be okay. I'm just a little choked up. Okay, I'm Farley, in case you wondered. Farley Malaris, the kid, 93.5 FM. And this is a different kind of radio show, if you have you heard. It's astrological metaphysical radio.